Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Carl.
Good afternoon, my brother. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you, man. How are you doing?
No, I'm doing good.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Great to have you on board. We are talking about growing in Christ, and I do hope that we are going to be having a fantastic conversation. Looking forward to it, definitely. Now, while he was on earth, Christ lived a pure and blameless life of love. Since humanity's fallen nature makes us incapable of living perfect lives through our own power, we need God's help. We look to Christ to help us to live selflessly and make good choices. Now, I want to talk about the example that he set for us. Now, my elder, Jesus lived a life of service. Tell us how a life of service helps us to grow in Christ.
You know, when we look at scripture, we see that, you know, Jesus says that I came not to be served, but to serve. So when you have that kind of mindset of selfless love, you realize that it become that selfless love is actually the heartbeat of a Christian life. Mm. So when we serve other people, we grow beyond ourselves. We grow beyond our comfort zones, we grow beyond our schedules, and we grow beyond our selfishness. Mm-hmm. Now, service actually helps us to experience the heart of God. Why do I say that? Because a service humbles us. Service teaches us compassion, and it allows us to become Jesus's hands and feet in a hurting world. Mm. So it's only through service, my brother, that we often see the gospel come alive. So it doesn't just come alive in theory, but it comes alive in action. So as we bless others, we start to realize that we too are blessed, and our spiritual roots, they begin to grow deeper. So serving others, basically, it turns our focus from self to others. And it teaches us humility, it teaches us to have empathy towards other people. And it's basically action-based faith. So if I can put it this way, it's like when you are building muscles. Muscles only grow with resistance. And our spiritual muscles grow when we lift burdens, but not when we lift our burdens, when we lift other people's burdens. So service is basically God's gym for our hearts. When we serve other people, we see the world through Jesus's lens and through his eyes, and we are able to heal those that are broken and turn people's hearts towards Jesus.
But please take us through the building blocks for spiritual growth.
When we look at spiritual growth is like I gave an analogy yesterday. It's like constructing a house. And every strong house needs a solid foundation. Now, there are four essential building blocks when it comes to spiritual growth. The first is prayer. And prayer is basically our direct contact line to God. So prayer is not just talking, but prayer is also listening. Prayer is confessing. Prayer is praising. Prayer is seeking God. So that is number one. Mm. Number two is Bible study, which is very important. And Bible study is how we hear from God. So through God's word, we learn his will. Through God's word, we deepen our understanding of what he wants and what he expects from us. And then there's application. So now application turns what we've heard, what we've learned, it turns theory into transformation. So this is where it is more than head knowledge, but it becomes a reality in our lives. So we need to apply what we have learned through Bible study, and at the same time, what God has given us through answering our prayers. Then the fourth one is fellowship.
Mm.
Now, what does fellowship do? Fellowship gives us a community of,
yep.
of brothers and sisters
yep.
in Christ. And that community gives us encouragement. It gives us accountability, and it gives us a shared faith with fellow believers. So these are not religious duties, but they are like lifelines. And together, when you apply those four building blocks, they nourish the soul, and they keep us rooted in Christ. So these four pillars, they are like the framework of our spiritual lives. So prayer, like I said, it deepens our relationship with God. Bible study reveals God's character and truth. And then application turns our belief into behavior. And then the fellowship kind of like encourages us and sustains us. So it's like a four legs of a table. If one is missing, the table wobbles. It will collapse. But if all four are there, this Christian can stand strong under any pressure.
Mm. Now, can we grow, my elder, without one or more of these building blocks?
Mm.
For example, if I read the Bible but don't go to church?
Okay. I think, okay, it's possible to grow in one area, but it's like trying to run with one leg. You will move forward, but you're going to struggle. So each of these elements kind of feeds a different part of your spiritual life. So reading the Bible without prayer can lead to knowledge without intimacy. Mm. Going to church without applying God's word can lead to routine, but without change and transformation.
Mm.
And also skipping fellowship can make us also vulnerable to being isolated and can lead to discouragement. So God kind of designed us for balance. You understand? Like, we need all four. We need prayer. We need scripture. We need application. We need that fellowship. So these things, these four, they work together to build a strong, resilient and fruitful Christian life.
Mm.
So yes, you can grow, but you will grow unbalanced. And each building block, it feeds a part of your spirit. So ignoring one of them is like trying to breathe with one lung. You understand? It's possible, but it's going to be difficult and it's going to be limiting. So like a tree that has, how can I put it, that has, say, strong roots, but without sunlight, it won't flourish. So reading the Bible without prayer is like, it's like eating without digesting, or going to church without applying the word is like attending a class but never doing your homework. You know, so you won't progress in the manner that God intended you to progress in.
Now, in summary, what would you say is a good takeaway from today's discussion?
What I can say is that in a world that is filled with trials and temptations and spiritual confusion, there is hope, and that hope is found in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And growing in Christ means that, you know, through his victory on the cross and through his resurrection, we can be set free from the chain of sin, the chain of fear, the chain of the darkness of our past. But in order to be able to do that, we need to follow his blueprint. And that includes service, not for ourselves, but service to others. And by doing that, we will find we will start to develop these characteristics of Christ. And as we follow blueprint, as we pray, as we study, you know, as we apply, as we gather together as a church, we will be preparing ourselves for eternal future in heaven. So let us follow that blueprint that God has given us, and we will make it to the end of the race.
Lovely. Thank you so much, brother. I do want to wish you a fantastic afternoon. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Amen. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.